Right now, though, got a special guest joining us here in studio. You know her from all her work in the area and, of course, downtown at the Charles Inn, the Vacation Land Inn. Leanne Huey is here, but you're not here to talk about your wonderful hotels. You're here on a different mission today.
I am. I want to talk about the new travel app that has been developed. It took me 2.5 years to build it, and I want to be able to share it with the community and local Mainers.
Well, and I loved it right from the title, The Other Maine, which is just fantastic for those of us who live up here and sometimes feel like we're forgotten by parts of the state.
Well, I was from below Newport.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Do you have a passport?
I should have one, shouldn't I? And I learned when I came up here 8 years ago that people from down in my hometown area, outside Augusta, Manchester, Maine, they didn't understand what was actually available up here in this market. And I said, we need to share this, and we need to share it with them quickly.
So it took you some time to put this together, but it's wonderful. I've downloaded it. And let's talk about some of the features that are there and some of the things you can find. And man, it's a wonderful display. I always think first thing that's got to happen with an app, it's got to be useful, but it's got to look good. And this looks great.
Thank you. Thank you. It took a lot of work. It took about 2 years to develop, a lot of research, talked with Maine Tourism, Maine Innkeepers Association, local chambers, and got permissions to do everything that's on there. And I keep getting more permissions. And Interstate 95 is what it's based on. You got to get around Maine. You ever drive down the road and you see an exit, and you're like, you're always busy getting to the next place, but you wonder what's down there.
Right.
Well, now you can learn. This will link you to communities, nonprofits that are in that area, and things that are happening.
Well, and you've got a link for events, places to eat, camping, fishing, ATVs. Tell me about the passport link. What's that all about?
The passport link's an opportunity that I'm trying to develop with local businesses to, when they come to visit you, to get travelers coming from all over the world. It will encourage them to come if they're willing to be a passport partner. Give them a point if they purchase something there. Get them to come back into your coffee shop. Get them to come back and eat with you, especially if they're traveling from the southern part of Maine up here and taking that time. Let's give them a reason to come back.
Absolutely. Well, it's very easy to download. Just go to your app store and type in The Other Maine. It's right there. It's simple to do, very easy to navigate, and so much great information on here. Now, what about people on the other end who want to provide some of that information? If they've got an event coming up, how do they reach out to you to make sure their event, their camp, or whatever is included?
There is a link right within the app that says Make Things Happen. And they can email it to me. It comes directly to my cell phone. So I have an iPhone and an Android phone. And I will get it on there as soon as I can, usually within 24 hours.
Well, that's terrific. And best of all, it's a free app.
Right. And once they're there, this app is actually linked live to people's websites. So every time they update their events and their websites,
great.
It's always fresh as long as the people that are linked there are keeping their content fresh on their own websites.
That's wonderful. Well, you know, I like it in so many reasons, but I travel a lot, and you've got the national apps. Those always seem to me to be a little bit out of touch with what's happening in those towns, in those communities, and one or two comments or reviews can really skew something. But this is something that's Maine-based, and I feel like there's a more of a local connection with this. So you're finding out the truth and the real things that are going on here in the northern part of the state.
That's right. You're finding out where the gems are.
Yeah.
Where the locals go, and you're helping to promote those independent businesses that are out there that really want to make a difference in the state of Maine, and they are the backbone of the state of Maine. They deserve to be known about.
Well, and I find this, and I'm sure you do as well as a business person, that local businesses, and you know, the way we do our show, and we're pretty proud of it, we don't take ads from any chains, we don't take any national ads, we only have local sponsors, and I find that, yes, people are competitive, but among the local business owners, they're very supportive of each other, and they want to see everybody succeed.
I would agree. I found that down in downtown, in the downtown area.
Absolutely.
We all work together. We learn what each other's doing, and I find that throughout the whole market, and now I'm doing it through the whole state of Maine, finding out exactly what's going on. And if somebody's in our hotels, they download the app, I'll send them to another hotel in Kennebunkport if that's where they want to be.
Well, and for anybody who doesn't know, if you got relatives, friends who are coming in from out of town, Set them up at the Charles Inn, set them up at the vacation land. And I'm not just saying this because you're here, but I've had a connection with the Charles Inn for quite some time as an actor at Penobscot Theater. And for years, visiting actors have been housed there. And it's just, it's such a unique experience.
Yeah, we're still housing those actors.
Absolutely.
We are. We love the Penobscot Theater and we love to support them. But I do want to share one little tidbit
that people
may not know. The Charles Inn is a historic inn for downtown, so it's a special icon for the greater Bangor area. What people don't know about the vacation land inn is it's the first hotel motel ever built in the United States.
Really?
And it was built in 1954, so we're going into our 65th anniversary. We're starting to celebrate that, and we want to be known as a historic hotel and brewer as well to put Bangor Brewer on the map.
That's perfect. Well, and you can find out more by visiting the other main. Download the app. It's so easy to use, a terrific resource, and we look forward to watching it grow. Leanne, congratulations on a really terrific mission here. We wish you well with it and keep us posted on how it goes.
Well, thank you. Thanks for letting me be your guest.
You bet. Leanne Huey, the other main. Download it from the App Store. Pretty easy to do and going to help you and friends and relatives navigate around the state of Maine.